We love it when you write in, as many of you do. And last week, our attention was drawn to an email from a regular Health Report listener about her experience of a form of skin cancer that few people have ever heard of. And as Joel Werner discovered, we have the highest rate in the world, and the numbers may be going up.
I'm 77 or 78. I get the two mixed up. So we'll go for the 77.
This 77-year-old woman didn't want us to use her real name, so let's call her Patricia. Patricia told me how, in the middle of last year, what she thought was something familiar turned out to be something that most of us have never heard about.
I'd had a lot of squamous skin cancers removed and BCCs, so I've got a history of skin problems, being fair-skinned and seeing a lot of dermatologists. And I noticed possibly end of July, early August, that there appeared to be a squamous that looked a little bit nastier than some of the others. Deep in my heart, I just thought it was one of the nastiest that I'd seen, but it didn't alarm me because it did present very much like a squamous.
Even though it looked exactly like the kind of benign skin cancer that Patricia had dealt with many times in the past, she followed the advice of a GP and went to see a skin surgeon.
He looked at it and again thought, this is a squamous. I was then booked into a hospital some weeks later. He removed it, still thinking it was a squamous, and it was only when I started to realise that the pathology was taking a little while to come through that maybe I could be a little bit alarmed by the result. So when I went back to get the stitches out, the surgeon came in looking pretty solemn and said, look, it wasn't a squamous, it's turned out to be a Merkel. And I said, I've not heard of this. And he said, oh, they're very rare.
So it's a cancer of the skin which is much less common than melanoma and squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinomas, which are the common skin cancers in Australia. But the reason that people are concerned about it is so deadly. It has a high fatality rate and it really is a deadly cancer.
That's Samuel Zagarella, Clinical Associate Professor of Dermatology at the University of Sydney. And I asked him if Merkel cell carcinoma is so rare, when was the last time that he diagnosed one of his patients with it?
Well, the last time I personally excised a Merkel cell carcinoma was about 8 years ago. So that gives you an idea of how rare it is. This was a small, skin-coloured little lump about the size of a pea on a fellow's forehead. Didn't look like much. Looked like a normal basal cell carcinoma, like the everyday type of skin cancer, but in fact it was a Merkel cell, so the consequences were much more serious for him. But he's still alive, fortunately, and that reflects some of the new treatments coming out. But the incidence of melanoma is 40 times higher, just to put it in the picture of how uncommon it is. But nevertheless, most people with melanoma these days are presenting earlier, so the survival rates are better, whereas in Merkel cell carcinoma, the survival rates are not so good because it's a very nondescript lesion. It's not big and black and ugly like a melanoma. With Merkel cell carcinoma, it's just a skin-coloured papule or a little lump like the size of a pea or smaller. It might be shiny and red. It doesn't look like much, and people would probably think nothing much. They might think it's a pimple, and they might ignore it for a while. The problem with ignoring it, unfortunately, and this is not to spread panic amongst people, of course, every time they get a pimple, but the problem with ignoring a Merkel cell carcinoma is that by the time people present to the doctor and it's been cut out, over 50%, so about 55% of people already have spread to the lymph glands.
Because Merkel cell is so aggressive, it's important to start treatment as soon as it's detected. And current best practice recommends a multifaceted approach.
So the first step is to cut the lesion out and get a diagnosis, and this has to be made usually by the pathologist. Once we have a diagnosis of Merkel cell carcinoma, the current recommended guidelines around the world are to take a good large margin, about 1 to 2 centimetres around the tumour. Studies show that if you don't do that, about a third of people, the Merkel cell carcinoma will come back, what we call local recurrence, so around the same place where you've excised it. And then, of course, you've got the risk of lymph node spread.
But taking a wide margin in surgery is no guarantee that the Merkel hasn't spread, as Patricia's surgeon made clear after her operation.
He had described it as being aggressive and nasty, and that even though he'd cut it out, he was unsure whether he'd got the lot. So he was being totally honest. But there was something in my head that said to me that there was something serious happening. I suppose over the next months, it went from being just bad in my mind to being very, very bad.
The next thing that has to be done is radiation.
The usual treatment was every day for 5 weeks, and I was radiated where the Merkel had been removed on my lower leg and up in my lymph glands. You know, it was certainly very, very raw, which was what they were aiming for, because when you're using radiation on skin tumours like this, they have to burn the skin. I think they stop around the dermis, which means just before the muscle.
If you do that, then the risk of local recurrence is much less if you catch it early.
Unfortunately for Patricia, the intense radiation treatment didn't stop the Merkel cell metastasising.
I then noticed what appeared like a pimple and was within the radiation site. That was then sent off to pathology first, and before that result came back, I found two more. So just a matter of a couple of weeks ago, I had three metastases removed from around the original site, but unfortunately very close to the radiated site.
When radiation's not successful, treatment becomes focused on detecting if the cancer has spread and, if it has, trying to prevent it from spreading any further.
The doctors will these days probably want to sample one of your lymph nodes. That's a procedure called sentinel lymph node biopsy. They'll probably want to sample your lymph nodes to see if it's spread. If it has spread, you have options of treatment. You can have radiation to the lymph node basin. You can have complete surgical removal of the lymph nodes, which causes side effects, but radiation might be the treatment of choice. And then moving further on down the line, people are experimenting with different forms of chemotherapy. However, they haven't been very successful to date.
But successful treatment outcomes aren't just about getting rid of the cancer at all costs. Quality of life considerations play a huge role in any decision to continue treatment. These treatments are intense, oftentimes painful, and if, like a lot of people with Merkel cell, you happen to be elderly, the trade-off might not be worth it.
There was a recommendation for more radiation from the knee down to the full foot. And even then, unfortunately, seeing that I'd had the metastases, there is absolutely no guarantee that that will do the trick. I really can't cope with too much more radiation. I've had quite a lot and I live alone, so it's been difficult. I've had to have district nurses coming a lot of the time helping me with dressings. And so from now on, it's a matter of managing the best way I can, and I'm managing pretty well at the moment, and just seeing how we go on a week-by-week basis.
Skin cancer survival is all about early detection. The sooner you pick it up, the more likely it is you'll survive. The problem with Merkel cell is that it looks almost identical to these run-of-the-mill, otherwise benign skin cancers. So it's really hard to detect early.
Let's talk about 10-year survival rates. So 10 years down the track, what happens? If you catch the Merkel cell tumour early and there has been no lymph node spread, then your chance of being alive 10 years later is about 70%. But let's say your Merkel cell carcinoma has already spread to the lymph glands. And as I said, more than half of people, that will be the case. If that is the case, then 10 years later, your chance of still being alive is only about 50%. And then if it's moved into other organs already, then, of course, your chance of survival 10 years later is about 20%. Merkel cell carcinoma can spread to bone, it can spread to brain, and it could spread to other parts of the body, other lymph glands. So the best category is catching it early without lymph node spread.
Merkel cell carcinoma might be rare, but there's evidence that it's becoming less rare. The incidence, the number of new cases per year, has been increasing by 2.6% each year. In the US, the incidence has tripled over the past 30 years. Even so, the disease is rare enough that we're still kind of figuring it out. What we do know is that certain risk factors make you more susceptible.
Merkel cell carcinoma is a disease that is more predominantly in white-skinned people living in high sun exposure countries. For example, the big study they did in Queensland, which drew on the Queensland Cancer Registry and studied all the cases from 1993 to 2010, showed that Queenslanders have the highest incidence of Merkel cell carcinoma in the world. It's at least double the incidence anywhere else in the world, including other states in Australia. So Queenslanders have the distinct honour now of having the highest incidence of Merkel cell carcinoma, of melanoma in the world, and of other skin cancers like basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas. The incidence of Merkel cell carcinoma in Queensland is about 2.5 per 100,000 men. It's less in women, only about 0.9 per 100,000 women. So it's about, you know, three times higher for men. And the same experience has happened in the United States, where Merkel cell carcinoma happens more in men than women, more in white-skinned individuals. But if you are over 80 years of age, the incidence is 20 per 100,000 men. So it does increase with age. And that may be because of the immune system not working as well as it should as we get older.
But our understanding of the disease is unfolding in almost real time, with new discoveries happening every year.
Previously to 2008, we never knew what the cause of Merkel cell carcinoma was, and it was just assumed that it was only a sun-exposed risk factor. In other words, it happens more on sun-exposed skin, and so we assumed that sun exposure was the only risk factor. But in 2008, something pretty interesting happened. A virus was discovered, formerly called Merkel cell polyomavirus, today which is called the Merkel cell virus. This virus becomes incorporated into the cancer cells, and it's been detected in nearly all Merkel cell carcinoma cases. It's now pretty much accepted that the virus has something to do with the cancer, and this virus is what we call an oncovirus, which means it promotes cancer. It's a little bit tricky from there because there is more research to be done. About 12% of normal people, you, me, if we test our skin for this virus, will have it as well. But we don't have the Merkel cell carcinoma. If you do blood tests on people looking for the antibody to the Merkel cell virus, about 80% of people have antibodies to it. So why is it that certain people who have the virus get Merkel cell carcinoma and other people do not? We think that it's to do with your immune system. If your immune system drops, you have a higher risk of getting the Merkel cell carcinoma. And we know that from evidence from people who have leukemia, say, or HIV, have a higher incidence of Merkel cell carcinoma. And the other thing is the sun exposure again. So if you're particularly living in a high sun exposure state and you're getting a lot of sun and you have the virus, then it increases your risk. So the virus is a big part of the understanding now of Merkel cell carcinoma, and more research will be done.
But until a research breakthrough translates to improved clinical practice, personal vigilance and increased awareness are key.
People just don't know about it. And even my last surgery, the anaesthetist said to me, "What is it you're having it cut out again?" And I just said, "Oh, they're called a Merkel." And he said, "I've never heard of it."
I think the general advice that I give my patients is if you see something changing, go to the doctor and get it looked at. So don't ignore any lump on the skin that doesn't go away, that is growing and changing. It's all about change. And this is the same as I tell people for melanoma. It's all about whether it's changing. So if you get a lump that is growing or changing, then get it looked at. Don't assume that it's always a benign pimple or something like that. If something is new and appeared out of the blue and is growing, then get someone to check it.
Joel Werner was speaking with Patricia and Samuel Zagarella, Clinical Associate Professor of Dermatology at the University of Sydney. And thanks to Amy Tay, a radiation oncologist at the Radiation Oncology Institute, for helping Joel to research that story.